This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault decades ago wants the FBI to investigate her allegations before she testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee. A lot of conversation about this in Washington, D.C. We go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, obviously, Kavanaugh and this process has been really the overwhelming conversation the last couple of weeks, and it just got thicker with the professor accusing him of assault from when they were teenagers, and there's lots of different details that are flying around about this. But tell us the latest on what her attorney's saying, and I guess there's not going to be a hearing then, or she's not going to show up on Monday, right?
Yeah, exactly. There is a hearing that is tentatively scheduled for 10 a.m. on Monday morning with the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we are now being told by the attorney for Professor Ford that this is not something that they're interested in, since they want law enforcement to conclude an independent investigation first before having her sit down. This is something that could really put this in doubt. We've heard some rumblings from some members of the committee that they may just not move forward on this if Ford does not commit to showing up. But either way, right now we are in a very precarious situation with Kavanaugh's nomination. This is something that was a sure bet just a few days ago, but after these revelations, it certainly is now in doubt. And there's a lot of questions over where exactly this is going to be turning now. The president said he's willing to accept a small delay for both sides to come out and make their case and explain the situation and their own interpretation of it. Kavanaugh has, very firmly, very full-throatedly denied it. But these allegations are one that, is just not going away and is at some point going to be more fully addressed, but probably not on Monday.
Yeah, so what's the conversation about with Kavanaugh? Because, you've mentioned it, Professor Banks is not going to testify, so we know that, in lieu of this FBI probe. We have Kavanaugh saying that he didn't even know who it was. That was the latest I heard. And then saying that he categorically denies that ever happening. And there's people that have lined up and signed petitions, apparently, for her. And there are people that are saying lining up for him, too, as well. So I think that the lawyer, that makes sense. That's why the lawyer wanted an FBI investigation, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, we have the White House trying to put on a brave face for this. We had the president yesterday dismissing a question over whether or not Kavanaugh has offered to withdraw his nomination, saying that that was a ridiculous question and basically refusing to, entertain that notion. And it's worth noting that this is a president who has, stood by individuals who have made denials in the past, regardless of how murky it could become politically. That's something that we saw with Roy Moore in Alabama not too long ago. So I don't necessarily see the White House backing down on this, and the administration has stood by very firmly. But nevertheless, there's just a lot of questions over where exactly it goes from here. And considering that this is a lifetime appointment, one that carries a lot of weight with it, both politically and with the trajectory of our country, it's just anybody's guess right now over how exactly this is going to be playing out.
So while this is happening, and I like to say America Tonight is about what people are talking about in their backyard, what's rolling out of D.C., this obviously is very big. But then, in the meantime, the Senate approves a bill, $854 billion bill, that funds things like the military and a bunch of civilian agencies. This is pretty big, right?
We have that. We have a lot of legislative action coming from both chambers right now. In addition to this, and I guess more in line with backyard issues, we also saw the Senate passing a pretty large piece of legislation when it comes to fighting the opioid addiction. So we have this Kavanaugh drama really taking a lot of oxygen out of the room, and it basically is pretty much bringing a lot of the other big conversations to a halt. But as it stands right now, we're still seeing, you know, Congress tackle with a lot of these weighty issues, a lot of these just sort of going on behind the scenes, sort of, you know, sitting on the back burner to a large extent and not getting the same level of attention, even though, you know, as you mentioned, these are the issues that ultimately matter to a lot of people at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And we have some breaking news with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president agreeing to some steps to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. And Kim is even promising to visit Seoul. So that's pretty huge, I would say.
This is very huge, very big late-breaking news. Moon had spent about 3 days in Pyongyang this week. This was the third time that the two leaders had you know, met within the past year or so, showing that this is certainly a much different relationship than we've seen a couple of years prior. And what we've seen today coming from, you know, Kim and Moon was a promise for a military peace, saying that North Korea was going to be dismantling one of its launch sites, was going to be dismantling an additional reactor, and as you mentioned, putting forward a joint bid for the Olympics for 2032. That's a pretty sizable change, and you know, with a lot of these sort of announcements coming out, they're always a little bit precarious. You know, particularly when it comes to North Korea, this is an actor who is pretty erratic on the world stage. But as it stands right now, this is looking like a positive development. This is something that's coming from joint statements from both North Korea and South Korea. You know, President Trump has changed his tone remarkably when it comes to Kim Jong-un, basically saying that, you know, he appreciates the warm words that the dictator is now saying about him, has previously floated a White House visit if he's ever in the U.S., and all of this really just, you know, highlights the sudden change we've seen in a global situation that, you know, not very long ago was really being met with some existential concerns.
Yeah, wow. Wild times in D.C., no question about that for sure. And obviously this is very big, this peace agreement at Korean Summit. And will there be a second Trump-Kim meeting? I imagine if all this falls into play, there will be, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the president has pretty much signaled that he is very open to having another one. He has, you know, returned time and time again to the previous summit that he had, saying that he didn't get enough credit for it, trying to tout the gains that were from that. And although we've seen a number of, you know, missteps out of the gate after that took place, you know, a couple of steps backwards in some instances, a couple of moves from the administration to, you know, say that certain things weren't appropriate, some moves to reinstate military exercises, this is something that Trump has you know, returned to time and time again to emphasize as a major foreign policy goal of his administration. So, you know, we're keeping a close eye on that. This could really go in a lot of different directions, could collapse, but as it stands right now, it looks like there are at least, you know, three leaders with Trump, Moon, and Kim Jong-un who are excited about seeing this move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin Duckham, thank you as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to head to the mailbag, plus a tourist arrested after walking onto Old Faithful's geyser. What were they thinking deep? Next on ATM.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Yeah, let's go to the mailbag. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. And for some people, I know it carried over through Monday, and here we are heading into Wednesday. Just like that, boom, the week disappears because we're already at hump day, right? So now we're almost on the other side heading into another weekend. It all blurs together for, I think, many of us. The Kavanaugh thing is front and center, the accuser, and on both sides of this, we're getting people who are supporting the professor, people who are questioning it, people who say it's ridiculous to have, and people who are saying thumbs up to the investigation. This is the typical America Tonight audience, and I always say this, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, I welcome it all. But first, I said something about the tourist being arrested, and I got this one from Jack, who says, Kate, unbelievable that some idiot would go on to Old Faithful. What do you think they were trying to do? Kill themselves? Get a selfie? Just had no clue? How can that be? You know, like the past 100 years, people have been killed. They've been injured by the hot springs. I mean, they have these mud pots. There have been children who didn't look at the warnings. They fell through the crust over the scalding water. You know, there's no safety fencing or any of that kind of stuff. There's warning signs to tell people not to do it, but people don't always pay attention. You know, it was a couple years ago, a tourist illegally left the boardwalk, fell into a geyser and died, then and was dissolved by the acidic waters, not to be too graphic. And then there was another hot spring that was right next to Old Faithful, and it has the bones of a bison that fell in and died. I mean, so the bottom line is, no fooling. This is nothing. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's incredible when it erupts, and it's irregular how it erupts. it could be anywhere from, you could stand there for 30 minutes, nothing, and 100 minutes later it erupts. So, and it goes like 100 feet in the air, and it'd be very cool to see that. But patience pays, baby, and not going too close to it where it's ridiculous. So a park ranger's arrested a tourist because he walked onto the geyser. And guess what he did? He urinated into it in front of hundreds of incredibly surprised, horrified, whatever word you want to use in there, tourists at Yellowstone National Park. So that video was thrown up online. And a Wyoming woman recorded rangers screaming at the guy to get off the geyser because of the boiling water I just described. So they confirm it. They release the. They have refused to release his identity or even the charges he's going to face. But the man was wearing this black shirt and maroon pants. He ignored the warnings, and he left the boardwalk to reach the hot spring. So he may have had a couple. Who knows? They were screaming at him, but he didn't get hurt, but he did get arrested. How's that? As we move to the story of the moment, Kavanaugh, and will he be confirmed or won't he be confirmed? Now there are some more sticking points with this. So I think you all know the story by now. If you don't know the story, it goes like this, and I'm going to just briefly set it up for you because I got a ton of email on it, and we're here to do the mailbag thing. So what's happened is some 35-plus years ago when he was at a prep school and there was another young girl a couple years younger than him was at a different school, and he went to an all-boys school. There was a party. There were people there. And the story is, allegedly, he turned up music. He was with a friend. They dragged her into a room. He tried to take her clothes off, put his hand over her mouth. And Dr. Ford was trying to scream, and, you know, she was being held down, and this is when they were in high school. Now, Kavanaugh is saying, and this was when he was a student at Georgetown Prep, and he's saying that he would never have behaved that way. He was raised Catholic. He wouldn't have done that. And he said, I never saw anything like what was being described, any of that kind of stuff. So that didn't happen. Like, he said he didn't even know who the woman was. And he's not, you know, the picture isn't, was he wasted? Was he whatever? I mean, you know, we don't know. He doesn't drink now, and he's a devout Catholic. Here's the thing. But what happened then is what the deal is. What happened way back during this time period, that's the issue. So this Brett Kavanaugh hearing has gotten twisted in a much different direction. So will there be a judicial committee hearing on Monday? There still may be, and the accuser might not be there because her lawyer is saying that, you know, they want an FBI investigation for the facts, just nonpartisan, that kind of thing. So where does this go? You know, at this point, we don't know. Here's what you've said. Karen says, Kavanaugh, Kate, just seems like one of those privileged, uppity guys at a party and tries to take advantage of a young girl. Nobody thought anything of it because now it's years and years later. I think she was right to come forward. What does she have to gain? Nothing. She didn't really want to do it in the first place. So deal with it. Why not get to the bottom of it? If he's completely innocent and he's not the person I described, then bravo, he's cleared, and we all move on and the wheels of justice turn. Then there was this one from Michael who says, I think this is some trumped up nonsense to tell you the truth, Kate. Where are all these witnesses? I say bring on the FBI investigation, though, because I think it'll ultimately clear him. I'm not buying any of this. Then you have Tommy, who says, I know someone who was accused of something similar, Katie, and he didn't do it. Of course, he was not being nominated for the highest court in the land and under that kind of privilege to be able to serve in that capacity. This was an anonymous person. So maybe it's better that we see this all the way through. He's saying that never happened. So let's see what comes out of all of this. Well, I think we're going to see what comes out of all of this. So I think there's no question about that. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, are you paying attention to what's going on with Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz? Because here we are getting up to the midterm elections, and Beto O'Rourke has made some noise, although I think he is trailing Cruz. Do you know the latest polls? I do, in fact. The Quinnipiac University poll just came out, and it shows that Ted Cruz has 54% and Beto O'Rourke has 45%. But it could be really close. If he truly holds a nearly 10-point lead, he would be okay. Cruz would, if the election were held tomorrow. I don't know, though, because what happens in the next month or so, he certainly has gotten a lot of people behind him. There is a movement. There are a lot of people that are backing him. But Ted Cruz is the incumbent, and it's always hard to knock off the incumbent anyway. And for Texas, that would be huge if he were to beat Ted Cruz. And then we got this one from Sam, who says, Kate, I have to tell you, I saw just an interesting story, and I thought of you right away, that all these people are releasing these books. By the way, I can't wait to read yours. But how about this former FBI dude who's going to release his book? What do you think he's going to say about the Trump administration? It's just another pile-on, I bet. Yes, the former FBI director, Andrew McCabe, and the focus is on the Trump administration. He was fired by Trump 26 hours before he was eligible to retire. And his book is called The Threat, How the FBI Protects America in the Age of Terror and Trump. Wow. And it's going to be a whole look at his career, his defense of FBI agents and everything that's gone on there. And then the presidency, the Trump presidency, and talking about what he says was contradictory conversation and bizarre conversations. And then ultimately what happened to him and and his relationship with the president, et cetera. Boy, every week there's a different book, right? It just seems like it. Or at least, no exaggeration, every month there seems to be a new book that comes out. This is a question of who it is and how close they are to the Oval and what they are talking about. All right, stay with us, because guess what? Coming up next, you're going to hear what the lawyer for Professor Banks had to say, and also what Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell have to say about Kavanaugh as well. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news about the Brett Kavanaugh situation. Fox News reporting the FBI will not investigate him unless the White House demands it. Kavanaugh has been vetted numerous times over the years by the FBI for various positions he's held. A California woman claims he sexually assaulted her 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. Kavanaugh denies it. President Trump says he feels terrible for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And a look now at your money. Stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 184 points to close at 26,246. The NASDAQ up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacked on 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Committee votes on schedule after Democrats have spent weeks and weeks searching for any possible reason that the nomination should be delayed. Now they choose to introduce this allegation.
You know, it's very unfortunate that they didn't mention it sooner. But with all of that being said, it will, I'm sure, work out very well. You're talking about an individual who is as high a quality individual as you'll ever see.
All right, so that's the president and Mitch McConnell, the Senate majority, reacting to Brett Kavanaugh, of course, Trump's choice to fill the Supreme Court seat. Will it happen? Won't it happen? We don't know. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, if you just joined us, hello. Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, the panel's ranking member in the Senate Judiciary Committee, is saying she doesn't know. She can't specifically answer as to everything being truthful or not. How does she know? She told reporters on Tuesday the trauma of the event that California psychology professor Christine Ford described may have adversely affected her memory. So White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded on Twitter saying, now clear why top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee did nothing with allegation for months or even asked Judge Kavanaugh about it. Senator Feinstein just said, I can't say everything's truthful. So earlier on Tuesday, Feinstein, to give you a play-by-play blow of this, criticized Republicans for rushing the pace of the hearings for Kavanaugh's confirmation, comparing them to the mistakes of the 1991 testimony of Anita Hill against Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So that's where we're at with all of this. Now it gets bounced to Monday, if even Monday. So remember, in Anita Hill in 1991, there were 22 witnesses. So where does this go? The hearing gets bounced into next week. Is there going to be this FBI investigation? That's what her lawyer is calling for, Professor Banks, the professor's lawyer is calling for this. So, Professor Ford. So her lawyer, Banks, had this to say about where everything stands now.
Committee and with investigation. Asking her to come forward in 4 or 5 days and sit before the Judiciary Committee on national TV is not a fair process. And if they care about doing the right thing here and treating this seriously, as they have said, then they will do the right thing and they will properly investigate this. And she will work with them in that investigation and also to share her story with the committee, however that happens. I think she feels that it was her civic duty to come forward. That said, she's under a tremendous amount of pressure right now and is going to work to try to put her life back together and move forward. But even as she does that, she's willing to cooperate with the committee and with investigators. There's no reason that we should have a public hearing on Monday, given what has occurred and when it has occurred. This is being rushed through, and it's too important to be rushed through. It's not a game. This is a serious situation.
All right, so Brett Kavanaugh categorically denies sexual misconduct, accusations detailed that we have heard, some of them anyway. It was detailed in a New Yorker report. I'll jump to that in a second. But this hearing supposedly is going to be held to address the allegation. Now does it get pushed in a different direction? Dr. Ford has gotten death threats. Her family's gotten threats. People know where she lives. It's been a crazy thing that's happened as well in that direction. So she has come forward, and this happened over the weekend, and publicly accused Kavanaugh, to rehash this, in case you don't know, of sexual assault during a drunken encounter when they were teenagers. Again, he denies it. She wants to cooperate. That's what the attorney said you heard there, but says it has to be the right kind of process. So it stands as to reason that we're not going to see any live testimony there on Monday, but where does it go, you know, where does it go after this? And the detailed, you know, the detailed information in the New Yorker report was she didn't want to be identified. She accused him of trying to force himself on her during a party. They were both in high school. It was the 80s. And she claims that Kavanaugh and a friend increased the volume of the music to conceal an outcry from her, then covered her mouth and tried to take her clothes off. And now this confirmation of Kavanaugh's Supreme Court justice is derailed at least temporarily and maybe for good. Maybe for good, but we don't know that. Normally you would try to protect the identity of the victim, but in this case that's not happening. It can't happen because of the accusations, him denying it. I think, why can't they do a quick investigation? I don't get that. I mean, are you kidding? We can move heaven and earth, but we can't have a quick investigation? I guess that's the deal. How long would it take? What, how would it drag out? What would ultimately, you know, happen there? I haven't even mentioned Florence, but we need to get to that. It is, of course, horrific what has happened in the wake of this hurricane, now turned mostly flooding. And it's interesting because most people think of the hurricane and they say, oh, it wasn't a Cat 5, thank goodness. It wasn't Cat 4. It wasn't a Cat 3. But no, it was worse because it was about the water. So we had tons of people that had to evacuate all kinds of areas in North Carolina. The eerie photos that have been taken from above to see some of the hard-hit areas and to see if even houses are still there is unbelievable. They take them every single day, which is a good thing. Too many people have lost their lives. Too many people were trapped. The rivers are rising. The death toll keeps growing. There's more fears as it relates to that because of what we're talking about when we look at how much worse it's going to get and what kind of misery this is going to bring that Florence is going to leave behind. So 4 days ago, the Cape Fear River, to give you an example, near Fayetteville, you ready for this? 15 feet deep. This is a great example. Guess what it is right now? Topped at 60 feet. It has not even crested yet. Picture that in your mind. It's going to wash over. It's going to wash over. Interstate 40 from a drone looks like a river. Unpassable, not safe. Major artery. Fayetteville, just flat out, people are in harm's way. 12,000 residents, boom. Cape Fear is Cape Fear. If that cresting happens, which it is, which I told you about, you can't survive that. You can't be there in the middle of that. So when does life get back to normal? Curfew's in place. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Wilmington, not too far away, has its own problems. So at least two roads that were blocked are now passable. The eastbound I-40 side at the exit 373 and westbound 421 at 385 are open. I know there's people listening in that area. Another horrible thing that happened as a result of this is what's happened to farmers. And what's happened to farmers affects everybody in that area and in the country, too, because 5,500 pigs have been killed, 3.4 million chickens, and they say the number is going to rise, that it's going to get bigger. So what does that mean? Scary is what it means, because these farms were obviously overrun with the rise of the water, too. And they don't even know if they have. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture is saying what that number is. They're saying turkeys, too, by the way. But they don't know that it's not even going to be more. So they're saying hogs drown in floodwaters, wind-damaged barns, that kind of thing. And they're looking at a place that's probably familiar to many of us if you go when you go to the store, Sanders Farms. 1.7 chickens out of 20 million in the state. Feeder houses flooded. So you're talking about farmers who were contracted to Sanderson who don't have power and could be without power for weeks on end. And this happened before during Matthew, so now they're seeing a similar thing that has happened here. So you got people wading through floodwaters trying to get some sort of relief. You have 35 people dead. You have people who need food and water after the floods because if they are there, they're not going to go anywhere. If they can find a shelter, because then it's about a shelter. And then you have people who don't have flood insurance because they couldn't get it, they couldn't afford it, or for a myriad of reasons. Very, very, very tough. And these are some definite numbers that I think will sadly, sadly increase. When we come back on the flip side, a little invade the man cave and a reminder about Nail the Score coming up on our next show, last segment of the first hour, your chance to win fabulous prizes from America Tonight. Hang with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You can look at it that way. I think every game's crucial. And it's not just because we're on Thursday Night Football. I just think any time we're competing against another organization, another team, you know, we want to, you know, be at our best. And we haven't done that in a lot of tries, you know, two this year. So, you know, we've come a long ways. We think we're headed in the right direction as an organization, as a football team. But the only thing that can validate that is winning.
Yeah, and he's right. That's Hugh Jackson. He is the coach of the Browns. You might have watched Hard Knocks. Maybe you didn't. Cleveland is favored by 3 at home against the Jets. They are 0-1-1 because they had a tie. So what will we see from Jarvis Landry? If he makes a lot of catches, you could see a Brownie win. Then they would be 1-1-1. But they kick things off on the Peacock Network at 8:20 on Thursday on our very next show here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have Nail the Score. And what is Nail the Score? I pick the game of the week. You call up or you send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com with a guess. Who's going to win? What's the score? Somebody's going to win a prize no matter what, because I decided since I've been, a decade on these airwaves. Can you believe it? Yes, a decade. A decade on the airwaves, doing America Tonight. Time flies like a comet. So, just for playing, somebody's going to win. But the overall being crowned the champion, you got to call in each week, or, you know, you can call in 1 week. It doesn't matter, but just call in or send me your guess. It has to be during that same time period. You could be the ultimate winner if you nail the score. We've had two winners in the past, which is really awesome. We have some interesting games this week. It includes the Colts and the Eagles, the Packers and the Redskins, the Giants and the Texans, the Bears and the Cardinals, the Cowboys and the Seahawks, the Pats and the Lions. Not really. The Lions are 0-2. They're terrible. But there are some actually pretty decent games. I think the Saints and the Falcons game, that's an early game, 1 o'clock kick or Eastern, could be a pretty decent game. And the 49ers and the Chiefs, I'm curious, because the Chiefs are on fire with Pat Mahomes, who's already in 2 games thrown 10 touchdowns. Incredible. And how about the Raiders? The Raiders are taking on the Dolphins, and John Gruden's team, I'm thinking Chucky because they call him Chucky, John Gruden's team is miserable. They're 0-2. They're waiting to get to Vegas is what they're waiting for. Absolutely. In the meantime, we have college football. And in college football, Clemson was my team. I might have cursed them. Clemson was my team to win it all, to actually knock off Alabama and become the champs this time around. Well, this weekend, Alabama hosts Texas A&M. A&M put a scare into Clemson. They almost beat them, but didn't do it. So Alabama, they're a perfect 3-0. Clemson at number 3, because they went from 2 to 3, actually. They're a perfect 3-0, and Georgia Tech is hosting Clemson. So you got two battles going on, one in the SEC between the Aggies and Bama, and Clemson and Georgia Tech in the ACC. Dabo Swinney, the coach of the Tigers, had this to say about getting into the division rivalries.
Really excited about getting into conference play this week. For us, this is our next goal, to win the division. I think this is 7 years in a row we've opened up conference play on the road. Not sure how we got so lucky with that, but it is what it is. But so it's a challenge. To win the division, you've got to be able to win on the road. You get 8 conference games. You get no mulligans, man. They all count. They all matter. They're all huge.
They are all huge. And speaking of huge, Ohio State, a perfect 3-0, ranked 4th, if you look at the AP poll. In Columbus, Ohio, it's the return of Urban Meyer. Zach Smith and all the controversy that went along with the firing of Zach Smith is what some people were talking about for weeks on end. And, of course, it was a huge story for the allegations against Smith and what he did to his wife, and how could Urban Meyer allow him to coach. Here's what Urban Meyer said on why he didn't fire Smith.
You know, in hindsight, if I knew some of the things I knew after this investigation about his personal behavior that I was unaware of, that's an obvious. But at the time, that's not what was made aware. So that's a fine line. I try to have pretty good success rate of hiring elite coaches around here. Character is very important. When I was hiring him, I believed I hired the right guy. In hindsight, now I look back with all these other issues that took place during that time period, I did not hire the right guy. What I was hearing back is that this was not domestic violence, that this was a very nasty divorce, child custody issues involved, but it was not domestic violence. I then had to make a decision, and that decision was, you know, once I knew domestic violence was not part of the situation, let's get in very intense counseling, let's monitor this closely and help try to stabilize this guy so he can be a good father and support the family the way he should. And that's what we did.
All right, so that's now him talking about his reasons, what happened. You heard that clearly, saying he didn't know that or that wouldn't have happened. Ohio State is favored by a whole bunch over Tulane, of course, like 36 points plus. Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback for the Buckeyes. You got Mike Weber, who is a rushing machine, and you have Urban here on the sidelines. Got a lot of support from Buckeye Nation. I'm going to guess when he hits the field, he's going to get a standing ovation, because there were a lot of people supporting Coach Meyer. There were others that thought he should be fired. I think you better pay attention to what's happening in this program, as should everybody else, because in the era of Me Too, but even in domestic violence situations and the attention being paid to that now, really, they can't be too careful with anything that's said, whether it goes on one side or the other. It has to really, I think, deeply be investigated. He did pass it up the chain, but then it just died there, and there's still so much we don't know about the situation, except for it looked like Zach Smith, who was accused of hitting his wife, really did sock her around into a wall, etc. So that looks bad on Urban Meyer, bad on Ohio State. Why he was suspended, was it enough? Should he have been tossed because of this? We won't know the answer to that. I mean, should he have been tossed for not handling the situation correctly? Someone at that level, not happening at Ohio State. Not happening. And from people I know that know him, they say he is sick with grief over what happened here. I hope that's true. Right? I hope that's true. And certainly any of these big coaches or any coaches, period, in college football learn from this because they don't want to be in that same situation. They certainly don't want any harm to come to any female who's married to one of these coaches or any of these situations, period, because who wants that anyway, no matter what program you're involved with or where you are. So now people are talking about college football playoffs right now. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Clemson, Ohio State? Is it going to be Georgia, Alabama? Who sneaks in there? We still have a lot of football left to be played. I think it's, I mean, there's the power teams you could predict, but you may see someone shaken there that's not necessarily expected to be there at the end. I think it's wide open. I really do. This time around, I think we have, besides Alabama and Clemson and all that, I think Ohio State, I think there is a little wiggle room for maybe a surprise team, but just one, maybe just one surprise team. Not a surprise here. We knew the Orioles were lousy. If you're an Orioles fan, I'm sorry. Do you know the Orioles have 108 losses? The Blue Jays beat them, so they made that official. 108 losses. You know, like five people go and watch the game. That is pathetic. You know there's going to be a massive re-rack of that team. It's one thing to lose, not to get in the playoffs when everybody and their brother gets in the playoffs. It's another thing to completely be off the radar. Not even flying on the radar. Can't even find them. 108 losses. Wow. Crazy. And who knew? Blake Snell, congratulations, first 20-game winner in 2 years. He plays for the Rays. They're not going to the playoffs. But they blanked the Texas Rangers 4-0. Thanks for listening to this hour of Invade the Man Cave. Hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Any questions? Any recipes? Any pithy comments? Any jokes? And you get what I'm saying. Adios.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.